2022. Yeah, I had to wait for that 1 second. It's the time from us too. I'm Sheriff Quatri.
I'm Jimmy Jesus. Good morning.
Righty. You can watch on Facebook and on YouTube. You can search for Nigeria Info 99.3 and you'll be able to join us. You can watch us live and drop your comment as we go along this morning. It's called Dailies Today, live from our studios here in Lagos. Let's start with the Vanguard newspaper. 2023 Obi leads Tinubu, Atiku, Kwankwaso in new poll.
You know, just yesterday I was saying that it's going to be very difficult for anybody to predict the way these elections would go. Little did I know that Atedo Peterside, he has an ANAP foundation, and he commissioned a poll. Let me see if the parameters were there to show who the main contenders are and what it will look like. Okay, so the story here says that the poll commissioned by Atedo Peterside, ANAP, was conducted this month and suggested the three-horse presidential race between Obi, Tinubu, and Atiku. We all know that. Rabiu Kakanso of the NNPP came forth in the poll and was described as a dark horse. Okay, but the poll drew the ire and anger of the APC, and they described it as dubious, unrealistic, and inconsistent. The result shows a significant lead for Peter Obi, with 21% of voters proposing to vote for him if the presidential elections were to be conducted today, that's yesterday, and 13% each proposing to vote for Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu and Atiku Abubakar. And so the results of the poll are there. I don't think you should lose any sleep about these polls. I'm not too sure if it was nationwide. One needs to see the demography. And really, polls, well, it might be a fair indication. I don't think there's anything in this poll that some of us have not been feeling might happen anyway. But don't lose any sleep over it. You just be sure as an individual that you do your bit. If all of us do our bit, we're going to have peaceful elections and be able to live with the results. So the APC has rejected the poll.
Yes, they have.
They've rejected it completely. The APC Presidential Council says that our party is putting every necessary machinery in motion to win the federal elections with a margin that will be too wide to contest. Our candidate, Bola Tinubu, recorded the highest votes of a senator across the country under the Social Democratic Party in 1992. This is just like footballers. You know, footballers will tell you, okay, man, you got to the finals. It's not the same set of players. 1992 is not now.
And that's right.
Senatorial election is not the same as presidential election. So I still think that APC needs to tidy up its strategy department. And there's some things, you know, that either too much of what's the word that I use? Too much of hyping.
Oh, okay.
You know, hyping, and some are just hyperbole. Let's just tell them something. Like the gentleman who said those who are 70 plus didn't go to school and stuff like that. And this one too is infantile. Like he won election in 1992. Well, you should actually be referring to the fact that he won the governorship election and has influenced governorship elections till today in Lagos. That's a big achievement. And in some states in the Southwest, I don't know what this 1992. Some of the voters today were not even born. Could they have been born in 1992? How old would they be?
In 1992.
Better let's call this man. His brain is sharper than our own. Philly,
should be 20.
1992 to date.
Should I not be 30? Is it 30 or 20? I'm not sure.
Yeah. It's Dagwa. Yeah. I mean, so.
What about you?
You can go dumb bones.
Born gay.
Oh, got to be born now. Yes, sir. At 30. yes, now at 30.
Yeah, she had to pay 30. Let me see.
1992.
I don't know how to calculate that thing. 1992 to let's go to social media. They will help us.
Philip, don't fold my hand. Where is he? He's not there.
He's there.
I can see his shadow. I can't see him.
He has refused to come out. He has refused to come out. The 1992 children will tell us.
If this, somebody was born in 1992.
They said 30.
He's 30 now.
Mm, said 30.
I have a son who was born in 1990.
Yeah, they said 30, yes.
Yes, I was just he's 30.
So I was right.
You are right now, but I do want to give
I
you
I was
the
right. Now, so I saw videos of this next story online yesterday, and I was reading comments everywhere. And so anger as 2,000 people bid for 135 seized vehicles. That's from The Guardian.
Yes, and I like this. We must enforce the law, and I give Lagos State government good credit for doing this. The vehicles that were seized from people were auctioned, and that's the way to go. And I preferred if they were crossed, actually, so you can. That's what, what's his name now? Duede, there's one president in Latin America. Mm. He crutches all these.
Duterte.
Duterte, that's his name, yes. Mm. He wants you to see. I'm happy that this has happened. Our people must learn to obey the law. Okay, they just must learn to obey the law. So the video went viral. Look at the man here. At first, I thought it was my dentist, Bangus. He looks a bit like me. But I wanted to call Bangus. The man was begging there, Ever beat. So the vehicles were seized and they were sold to the highest bidder. We hear that they sold the Korokwe for 1.5 million. But they say here they collect 2,000 from each person to participate.
Yes, yes. They had this form that you have to buy.
Yes, you have to buy. That's legit. Mm. It says that the man whose bus was offered for 370,000 Latif told The Guardian that he had visited the task force several times, but was told that the chairman had taken over his vehicle and nothing could be done. Anyway, vehicles were. But I can only see a Korokwe inside. It would have been nice. Let me see. In some of the pictures, most of them are downfalls. It would have been nice if I could see some of these posh cars, these posh SUVs without number and so on and so forth. Mm. The Lagos government needs to make a very good example of our elite because they are the greatest offenders. You need to lie in wait for some of our elite to make an example out of them. Then everybody will sit up. But I'm happy. This is what we expect of a government. Enforce the law. Enforce the law to save our lives. People... Look. It's only in some other parts of the world, before you are given the key of a car to put an especially public transportation. Oh my God, here is completely. We have tolerance for the worst of things. No trafficators, no brake lights, nothing. So we are happy about this. The next one we want to see some exotic vehicles. Mister, It'd be nice to buy an SUV for what's that now?
Yeah, it's the auction.
The auction. Mm. It'd be nice to buy an SUV for
the auction. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. So I've seen Korokwe I've seen Korokwe in this video. This is one SUV.
That's an old one now.
This is an old SUV. It's still SUV.
No, I want these exotic ones. It's good to make an example of these exotic ones. The governor has to give instructions. By the end of the month, I want 6 or 10 to be. That is how you enforce the law, because the law must not just be enforced; it must be seen to be enforced.
So this is what I read online from comment, and that is exactly why I'm picking this for my for my topic for 8 o'clock. This alone, it's because I read quite a number of people who didn't like this.
Some people won't like it.
A lot of people.
Yeah, they wouldn't like it.
Like a lot of people.
We don't like to be disciplined.
They're saying that, yes, these guys may have violated the law or anything.
Yes.
But then there are other ways. Like give them fine. For instance, let them pay fine.
No way.
Like you cannot get your car out without
are very specific offenses.
Oh, yeah, wait, no.
Don't go into one way.
Oh, yeah, wait. So other people were now telling them that these people were fined, but some of them did not come and pay the fine, and those cars had been there for long. So the government had no option other than to auction those cars.
There is a law in Lagos State that if you go on the wrong side of the road,
yeah,
to back by one way, if I don't know how to say it in proper English.
You know, Joe.
You know how to say if you go one way. You know, it's not proper English. But there's a law that says that if you're going in the direction like opposite traffic,
if you face oncoming traffic,
your car will be seized. It is specific, and I like it. Part of the problems we had is that I don't know why we don't like discipline. Go on a flight with people here at Tamuri Tala Mohammed Airport.
Yeah.
Then go. They do. Do you know who I am? When you get to Heathrow, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir. Even where you don't tell them to stand, they will stand there. They say move, they will move. You see, the thing is, we need a government that is going to instill, and that is why some of us supported Buhari. Because some of us knew what happened when he was, apparently, those things must have been done with the benefit of hindsight now. Most of it must have been done by Idiabon.
Yeah.
In Buhari's time, if you touch an electric wire to reconnect light, government property, it was death. Omo, nobody touches anything. When we travel in those days, if you see the way I shake my there's a famous man here, I won't mention his name. He's probably listening, I will say Jimmy never forgets. He had his jacket on and had some foreign currency in his inner pocket.
Yeah.
As soon as the customs man was coming, said, "Oga, please come." He said, "My countryman, take anything you see there. Just give me enough to get." After his laugh, he said, "This Jimmy never forget." He said, I remember I quote him verbally. He said, "This was 70, this was 84, 85. He said, "Then, my countryman, anything you see there, just feed yourself. Just give me enough for me to take a taxi home." And he did just that. In the days of Buhari, the first Buhari, corruption, all these things.
Yeah.
That is what we need.
Someone said that. Let me look for that. Oh God, the messages are poor. Okay. His name is Employ. Employ says if you drive against traffic and your car confiscated, it will be auctioned.
Auctioned.
No option there. Of fine.
No option of fine.
That's Lagos State law.
And I like it. I like it. We need discipline now, Sheriff. We need this thing called democracy. A, it works in different countries in different ways.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
So what happens to
somebody? Sorry, maybe no.
Yes, sir. I take God. My wish is it. My wish is not in me. I was
saying. Yes, sir. You can't resist that. Somebody told me. I said, "Why don't Oyinbo people like going to church? The church I go to in England, sometimes 10, 8. He said, "Because in their upbringing, these things have a lot of things they will tell you in church have already become part and parcel of their norms. We don't have any. We have an identity crisis. We don't have norms. The minds of our young people has been dabarooed left, right, and center by leaders. And it's done deliberately so that they would not have a united front to ask for their rights. That's what it is.
So what now happens to... Let's leave ambulances out of this completely because we understand.
Why did you mention ambulance?
No, because of what I wanted to say.
You know, somebody said we had only one ambulance in Lagos. When even some schools had ambulances.
Yeah.
Way back then, some schools had ambulances. Then we had only one ambulance in Lagos.
What happens to all the security patrols, agencies, escorts, even banks in some instances?
That is where it's a pity, you know. I'm accused of always talking about Fashola. But it's an example for us to follow. The current government we have is frightened of the elite. That's what it is. They don't want to offend people. They want to be nice. They want, until we have a governor who doesn't think of re-election. He doesn't have that and is ready. You know, is ready, no matter whose ox is God, is ready to do that. Look at all the cars there now, no exotic vehicle, whereas they're the biggest culprits. Okay, the building that went down 2 weeks ago, as we speak...
A common man cannot own that.
A common man cannot own that, but as we speak, the government has not told us who owns that building. And people died there. There's an offense, there's a case of manslaughter there. under the laws, the building should be seized, should be this, should be that. Everybody is keeping quiet. That is the problem that we have.
The political will.
Fashola arrested soldiers. You remember, I think it was a colonel. Mm. The only grace that he gave him grace, I think, for them to drop him at his office, and he reported him to his superiors. The photograph was there. Check his records, it's there. Mm. We must be ready to offend people. We just must be ready to offend people. That's the problem. Some of the supporters of the government say, and when it comes to the second term, he will be able to do that. And so for the first 4 years,
yeah,
it will be free for all. Then it's only the second term you rough them up, only for another person to come again.
Even for the second term, so some governors may not even want to do the right thing.
They won't want to do the
right
thing.
What is necessary because of the future of their party.
Look at the mess we've made. Look at our society now. Well, we thank God for his mercies. We thank God. This is a step.
I'll take a look at this at 8 o'clock.
I'll listen when I'm sucking, drinking my expensive orange juice.
You don't think that the okay, let's just go. We'll talk about that at 8 o'clock.
I don't think what?
Let's just go because of time. We have 6 minutes left.
Really?
Yes.
We just got started.
Mm-hmm. FRSC warns staff against piloting political convoys. This is in Vanguard,
page 16. And I like it. It's very important. I wish the police would do the same. More so in this dispensation, that the level of desperation amongst the politicians is something else. Don't you find it embarrassing sometimes, Sheriff, when you hear, oh, somebody's convoy, they wanted, brought out guns, and we're going to shoot another convoy? You remember Wike and Amechi in Rivers? That cowboy and Indian thing that
yes,
took place. Very
yes.
infantile. Very yes. infantile. We need to put, by the way, talking about that, somebody was robbed yesterday in broad daylight on a coal bridge. You know, by a gunman. He had a gun in broad daylight. Smashed the two windows. It was a lady. Smashed the two windows. Of course, took phones and stuff like that. We plead with the governor again. Build up security. I remember some time ago, we used to have police officers on bikes. Two of them. They were dressed like ninjas. Looked quite whatever. And they'll be patrolling the bridge and the traffic areas. We would like a repeat of that. And please, the Inspector General, do we have enough police personnel? Because the number of VIPs that have is worrying. We keep saying these things. Four in the house, four with him, some in the church. If you go past any of the churches on Sunday, you think that it is the Supreme Leader Council meeting. You know, especially in my area, if you go to the one
yeah.
area, you think that the military are having some...
Seriously.
Heavy, you know. We guide our elite, fair enough, but let's also have enough for citizens, please. We beg of you. So the FRSC has warned staff against piloting political convoys, and the directive was given in reference to the FRSC Establishment Act, which stipulates the status of the Corps as a public service agency that does not have any political affiliation, but solely established to provide essential services to all citizens, Sheriff.
All citizens.
Irrespective of their political interests or representation. All citizens.
Yeah. Let's stick with The Guardian. I think we can take two more stories this morning. The Guardian has this one here that says, Northern Can disowns Dogara Babache's meeting over Muslim presidency ticket.
I thought we had put this behind us.
I thought so too.
Really, but apparently we haven't. Just for you to know, Dogara and some Christian politicians were trying to they tricked some people to attend the meeting. He says for some people to gather in Abuja to say that chairman of CAN in the 19 northern states met is an attempt to divide the church. Listen to this. He says, the few move closer. I'd like to feel you when I stress my. He says, the few chairmen that attended said they were invited for a meeting by a non-governmental organization.
Yeah.
Behold, the meeting was called by the former speaker and the former SGF.
Oh, wow.
Yes, now they get you to call you to a meeting to the RSPCA. cruelty against animals, and you go there as a dog lover, only for you to realize it was a political meeting. Oh. And they did the photo ops.
Oh.
Yes, they did the photo ops. So the Khan is now saying that. Why must they call church leaders to their meeting? Khan is not a political member. We have our members across all political parties. When it was good for them, did they call Northern Khan leadership leaders for meetings? Okay. Why are they calling Nance? And Nance says that their position on the Muslim ticket is not likely to change. Mm. The truth is this. I think politicians too shouldn't panic that much. There's a limit to which Khan can dictate to people as to who they're going to vote for. It's not as you think, but politicians always get frightened at the slightest whatever.
Mm.
A lot of Christians would support Ashiwaju in his whatever. So I don't think because so it's just that for me the concern was not so much who would vote for who, but the ripple effect that is that keeps dividing us down the line. Now on the Friday morning when we should be talking about better things, politics and so on. We are talking about Muslim, and it could have been avoided.
Yeah.
But they should just leave it, okay? Leave it. The people know, all you have there, don't vote for somebody because he goes to your church. He's not going to help you. Well, maybe he might because he might get some contacts.
It's possible that it will help them.
It's possible.
Yeah, very, very possible.
A damn factor.
Yeah. Let's take this one here. Lagos seals 7 buildings over standards violation. It's in the Punch.
It's in the Punch, yes. Okay, so we're seeing some action here that the 7 buildings in Etiosa and Surulere have been sealed over contravention of building standards. But do we emphasize this sealing? The last one that went down at Oniru, he was told the guy had been given, there had been sealed 3 times, but that he would drop names and he would bully everybody and go back to site. By the time he did it a second time, somebody should have called him to order and gotten him arrested. You know, before he got to a third time, and somebody should have done something. We are not proactive, and we need to protect public servants' jobs.
Mm-hmm.
We need something that says that a GM of whatever agency it is can stand in front of the governor, stamp his feet, and salute him, and say, "Sorry, sir, I will not do it." You remember I told you the story of the towering inferno. When a mayor was trying to override the fire chief,
and he said, "Look,
he said anywhere there's a fire, I will attract everybody, including the president."
Right.
You know, we need to protect these jobs because it's so sad. They've done their own part. Okay, the guy uses political whatever, and he doesn't even get it unsealed. He just goes in blatantly and continues construction.
Yeah, I know. Let's stay with the Punch, though. Let's squeeze this one in. Oyetola Fayemi, others mourn as Akeredolu's mother dies.
My condolences to my good friend, Aketi. I don't know how to get to. If you want to go and greet him now, it will be a protocol nightmare. So at least I can announce mine on radio that my mama, rest in peace. His mother, Mrs. Akeredolu, died at the age of 90. So Maloon, yeah. I don't want to imagine the number of cows that are in government house as we speak now. My mama died at a good time when he's still gone.
Yeah.
I don't want to imagine the number of lorries of drinks and all kinds of things.
Lorries
of exotic drinks. Okay. And what the cows will be, warm up, ban, and what their cows, goats, name it. But people like us, lesser minions are like us, Ajidia not go anywhere near there.
Mm.
The day of the funeral, oh my God. Or we'll be shut down completely.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, so we're going to take this one last one from the Guardian newspaper. Foreign airline stranded fund may hit $500 million as fare hike worsens.
Do you know that the government promised $250 million dollars for, and it was as if it was going to be done immediately. As at the last time I heard, it hasn't been done. Okay, and so, of course, the airfares have gone up. Mm. As a Monday, economy tickets to London Heathrow on Virgin Atlantic was 3.2 million economy.
3.2.
Barely, 3.2 million economy. Okay, so you might say that is an elitist thing.
Mm.
Yes, but the ripple effect on the economy is better imagined. You have a lot of people having to do legitimate businesses going back and forth. Mm. You're standing in the international community, you know, and so on and so forth. And unfortunately, we don't have even our own national carrier that might not be affected. We don't have a national carrier to go, you know, plying that route. And I heard the MD of one of the airlines, he was complaining that they haven't been given, the routes haven't been opened for them. Mm. But he also forgets that these people are very, very thorough. If there's any suspicion about the origin of the funds you use, and he has a pending case that I don't think he's answered to. So it's also political. After all, we did have, I enjoyed Ari going to London many, many times, you know, and it was quite a nice experience. That's a recent one. Medview also went, but they couldn't cope. So we even don't have a national airline as we speak. The only one that probably would have been able to do that has so many other baggage that makes this thing almost impossible.
Let's be going.
We should be going.
Yeah, we should be going.
Okay, let me go.
Yeah, we're going now.
Okay.
Lagos, good morning to you. Thank you so much, sir, for coming.
Don't greet me. I'm a firm alone.
We have to be going now. Let's be going now.
Okay.
We are done.
I'll see you at 9.
Yes, please. Good morning to you, Lagos. We'll be right back at 8 for the news. Stay here.
They don't disconnect your line sake of say you not link your national identification number to your MTN number. Make you no worry. If you don't already collect your NI.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.